From the headquarters of the American Radio Relay League in Newington, Connecticut, this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, June 20th, 2014. This program is produced by the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, and features news highlights compiled from the ARRL letter, found on the web at arrl.org. I'm Sean Kutzko, KX9X. In this week's report, ARRL's Centennial Convention Forums feature notable speakers and intriguing topics. Matt Wilhelm, W1MSW, is named ARRL Contest Branch Manager, and Friedrichshafen hosts the 39th Annual International Ham Radio Exhibition. Those stories and others, plus Bruce Page, KK5DO, with this week's satellite update, all coming up now.
Hi, I'm ARRL member Jim Farrington, K7AMF from Cedar Woolley, Washington, and you're listening to ARRL Audio News.
Amateur radio's history, public service role, satellite programs, utilization of computer and digital technology, and even its relationship to the Common Core education standards are on the forum menu at the ARRL National Centennial Convention. With such ham radio star power as Riley Hollingsworth, K4ZDH, Marty Lane, OH2BH, and Joe Taylor, K1JT, on the forum schedule, there's something to pique everyone's interest. The convention, the highlight of the ARRL's 100th anniversary celebration, takes place July 17th through the 19th at the Connecticut Convention Center in Hartford. The forum schedule includes 36 presentations each day between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., including youth forums and other activities. Among the Friday forums, Chris Codella, W2PA, will talk about the role of hams in the Great War, while noted DXer Marty Lane, OH2BH, will relate his 50 years of amateur radio history. A wide variety of technical topics, ranging from HF digital operation and electronic kit building to PIC programming, digital voice, and the Linux operating system, is offered as well. The Centennial Banquet's keynote speaker Friday evening will be FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate, KK4INZ. Helping to kick things off on Saturday, former FCC Special Counsel Riley Hollingsworth, K4ZDH, will discuss what we owe the amateur service. The Saturday schedule also features more youth-oriented programs, using the Raspberry Pi computer in ham radio projects, radio frequency interference, repurposing surplus commercial radios, and operating on 160 meters. Gazing into the future, DXing with weak signals and beyond will be the focus of a presentation by Nobel laureate Joe Taylor, K1JT. The hard part is deciding which forums to attend. The easy part is being on hand at the ARRL Centennial National Convention. There's still time to register at ARRL2014.org. Matt Wilhelm, W1MSW, of Williamsburg, Massachusetts, will be the new ARRL Contest Branch Manager, effective July 3rd. An active contester and a member of the Yankee Clipper Contest Club, William has been licensed since 2009. He became hooked on contesting after the first ARRL Rookie Roundup in April 2010. His expertise and contest scores have been rising ever since. "I cannot tell you how happy I am to be the next ARRL Contest Branch Manager," Wilhelm said. "I'll be working hard to provide the high-quality support that contest participants have come to expect from the contest branch." A native of Dallas, Texas, Wilhelm has an IT background in help desk operations and network security systems management. When not making contest contacts, Wilhelm enjoys mountain biking, home projects, and spending time with his family, his wife Elizabeth, and his two-year-old daughter, Ruby. The sixth edition of the ARRL Technician Instructor Manual, an electronic publication, is now available for free download by ARRL registered instructors. The latest edition of the ARRL Instructor's Manual offers a course syllabus that addresses all of the topics covered by the FCC question pool that becomes effective on July 1st for the technician license exam. The syllabus follows the topic presentation sequence in the ARRL Student Study Guide, the ARRL Ham Radio License Manual. The instructor manual is available in four sections for online download, and it includes PowerPoint modules to enhance classroom presentation. The Teacher's Guide to Amateur Radio Instruction by Pete Kemp, KZ1Z, is incorporated within the instructor manual as well. Users may download each section, each lesson, or each PowerPoint module as needed. Updated and edited by Ward Silver, N0AX, the new instructor manual has been condensed into 18 lesson modules and includes additional suggestions for demonstrations and instructional activities. Silver is the author of all three ARRL license manuals and the Q&A study guides. The ARRL Ham Radio License Manual for Students is organized to explain some basic concepts of radio science and electronics at an introductory level, providing sufficient background for students to gain a fundamental understanding of radio technology. It moves up from foundation concepts to specific details that build upon those foundations. Resources for license instruction are also available on the ARRL website.
Hi, I'm ARRL member Ann Foster, K0ANN of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and you're listening to the ARRL Audio News.
Now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
Field Day is coming up in another week, and you do not want to forget that AMSAT holds their Field Day at the same time. Work all the HF that you like. However, leave a little time in your day for a few satellites. If you are planning on having a station for satellites, such as an HT and handheld beam, to work an FM satellite is going to be very difficult. That is what everyone is thinking of doing. I would suggest you use the handheld beam or a real set of satellite antennas, but change the radio to one that you can work sideband or CW on VHF and UHF and work the linear birds. They are much more fun, have a wider passband that allows multiple QSOs at the same time, and will make it easier for you to grab your ARRL 100 bonus points for the satellite QSO. Remember, if you cannot hear the satellite, then something is wrong. In this case, calling CQ will not help, as everyone will hear you, but you still cannot hear the bird. Stick around after your first QSO and work a few more stations. Then submit your satellite log to AMSAT. Logs with as few as one contact have been submitted in the past. You can get all the rules for AMSAT Field Day and submission sheet at amsat.org. Click on the Events tab on the main page. In any case, enjoy Field Day and all the fun that goes along with it. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
Amateur radio and the International Space Station got some visibility this week at the third annual ISS Research and Development Conference. The conference, organized by the American Astronautical Society in cooperation with the Center for the Advancement of Science in Space and NASA, wrapped up June 19th in Chicago. ARIS International Chairman and AMSAT Vice President for Human Spaceflight Frank Bauer, KA3HDO, was the lead presenter for a program compiled by members of the ARIS U.S. team. The program, ARIS, Inspiring and Educating Youth Through Direct Connections with the ISS Crew, focused on ARIS and its role in education. The ARIS presentation at this week's AAS conference provided some historical background on the ARIS program, described the international volunteer team responsible for making the program a success, and presented an overview of the process for schools to apply for an ARIS school contact. It also described some of the educational outcomes from ARIS, including data and feedback from schools, students, and organizations. ARIS is the first and longest continuously running educational outreach program involving the International Space Station. The first ARIS school contact took place in late 2000, and nearly 900 such amateur radio contacts have taken place since then. If you have not already made plans to get on the air for ARRL Field Day, you should hurry. It's just days away, but it's not too late to participate. Field Day 2014 is Saturday and Sunday, June 28th and 29th. Field Day is the year's most popular operating event, and more than 35,000 radio amateurs will be setting up stations in the field, at campsites, in public parks, and even on their decks or their backyards to get in on the fun. Think of it as the first weekend of amateur radio's summer. Last year, more than 2,500 stations submitted entries. Field Day is primarily a group activity, though, and if you're not yet on the roster to operate from your club's Field Day site, volunteer now. If you don't belong to a club or don't know if there's a Field Day operation setting up in your area, check the Field Day locator online to find one. If you'd rather just stay at home, you can operate your own station as is and work stations in the field, or you can set up to operate from an emergency power source, such as a generator, batteries, or solar panels, and work everyone else. The object is simple, to work as many stations as possible on any and all amateur radio bands, except 60, 30, 17, and 12 meters, and to learn to operate in less than optimal conditions. Complete information is available on the web at ARRL.org/fieldday. The same weekend as ARRL Field Day, what some consider Europe's answer to the Dayton Hamvention, the 39th International Ham Radio Exhibition, gets underway June 27th in Friedrichshafen on the shores of Lake Constance in southern Germany. Thousands of radio amateurs and electronics enthusiasts will converge on the Messe Friedrichshafen Convention Center and surrounding fairgrounds for the event. Some 200 exhibitors and organizations from more than 24 countries will be represented in the exhibit hall. The Deutsche Amateur Radio Club has chosen Creative Amateur Radio, Build It Yourself, as the theme for this year's show. The ARRL team will be on hand to greet international visitors and to network with representatives of other national ham radio societies and offer DXCC card checking at its booth, a service very popular within the international ham radio community. In line with the show's theme, the event will share space June 28th and 29th with Maker World as a sister event. The pairing could boost overall attendance, which typically runs between 15,000 and 20,000 visitors.
Hi, I'm ARRL member Joe Whitney, KA7LJQ of Yakima, Washington, and you're listening to ARRL Audio News.
The ARRL Centennial W1AW Worked All States operations, taking place throughout 2014 from each of the 50 states, are in Alaska as W1AW/KL7 and Montana as W1AW/7 until Tuesday, June 24th. They will relocate at 0 hours UTC on Wednesday, June 25th, to Illinois as W1AW/9 and Maryland as W1AW/3. During 2014, W1AW will be on the air from every state at least twice and most U.S. territories, and it will be easy to work all states solely by contacting W1AW Portable Operations. A W1AW Worked All States certificate and plaque will be available. And finally, due to network maintenance, the ARRL Logbook of the World, the ARRL Centennial QSO Party site, the ARRL Store, and ARRL.org email system will be down from Saturday, June 21st, from 0 hours until 10 hours UTC. All incoming emails to ARRL.org addresses will be queued for later delivery. Email to ARRL.net forwarding services addresses will not be affected. That concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at ARRL.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@ARRL.org. This program is copyright 2014 ARRL. All rights reserved. Until next week, I'm Sean Kutzko, KX9X. 73, and thanks for listening.